Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally bunts in front of the plate. Fossey fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground for an out. Buford moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Fossey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fuller scores. Cardinal moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendricks. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNally moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball towards center. Cardinal catches it and throws to home to double up McNally. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-0 in the game. Tiant strikes out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Law now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Harrelson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Harrelson. Robinson moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fuller. Robinson scores. Powell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendricks hits a line drive towards first. Horton catches it and steps on first to double up Floyd. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Floyd now playing third base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNally hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Buford steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-3 in the game. Fossey is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Ron Law. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.